You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up, my friends and fam? Yeah, I said it. Friends and fam, not my fans. Y'all not my fans, y'all are my friends, and that's how I'm gonna address you. I'm gonna address you like you my friends, because I'm gonna assume that we're acquaintances, not I'm some kind of false idol and I hold that over you. No. But let me just jump right into this, man. I'm not even gonna burn any time wasting it telling you how stacked it is. Let's just do this. Trump actually had the nerve to tell someone to work out? Has he looked at his fat self in the mirror lately? All fat shaming aside, all constituent bashing aside, has he looked at his fat self in the mirror yet? I mean, like, how do you, as an overweight person, have the nerve to tell somebody else that they need to work out? I mean, you're not worried about your physical appearance? Just saying. You know, watching what's going on lately is like the Trumpstein Bears. Yeah, you heard me right. The Trumpstein Bears. Jeffrey Epstein, Donald Trump, the Trumpstein Bears, the pedo bears, the petty bears. You know, I was recently in a public spot and I saw somebody hugging up on a kid that wasn't theirs in the swimming pool. Yeah, I'm gonna repeat that. Hugging up on a kid that was not their kid in a public swimming pool. Now, some of you may be like, okay. No. He's swimming around with a kid that's not his. When he first saw the kid, he's like, remember me? That's gross, dude. That is gross. You know who you are, and I hope you're listening to this, because you're one sick psycho. That's just nasty. You're a pedo. And you should receive a pedophilia punishment. You should receive a pedophile's punishment. That is just gross. To catch a predator, you got caught, you sicko. But hey, what do I know? I only ran for sheriff of Las Vegas. Don't mind me. Pay no attention to the guy that knows all about stuff that he doesn't want to know about. I don't want to know about this. But now I do, and it's gross, and I don't like it. So I'm not here to fat shame, but I am definitely here to pedo shame. Shame on you. Pedo bears, Jesus. Look, man, I'm tired of the fake news glorifying Epstein's fake death. One, they're glorifying a pedophilia committer. Two, they're glorifying a kidnapper. Three, why should we even be talking about this? The only thing we should be talking about is where is he right now, because we know he escaped. You don't have $1 billion and magically get murdered in prison. No, you've got too much money. If he's dead, that money is no good to you. We all know. We all know. We're not stupid. We're not fooled. And all y'all narrative spinners are just, y'all are stupid. Y'all make being on social media not even worth it, man. If it wasn't for people that were hilarious on the internet, dude, it would not be worth it. But y'all will go and try and get them taken down. Y'all will try to stop the news from being spread. You know? Just like y'all trying to stop me from having at least 1%. You know, because I'm running for president. Which reminds me, chance.money, please contribute. I'd like to show these people up. I'm not asking for a lot of money. I'm just asking for enough money to stick it to these folks, so they can't sit there and say anything about me anymore. I'm tired of it. They use Joe Biden as an excuse to knock me. You understand? Now, you can call me crazy. You can say whatever you want. But until you walked a mile in my shoes, you should probably shut up. And I say that in the most respectful way possible. I am absolutely tired of hearing this, that, and the other about me and my campaign. I'm tired of the smack talk. I'm tired of the hyper control. It's not even control. There's not even a control room anymore. It's hyper control. Everybody think that they got a joystick now. Everybody think that they got a freaking steering wheel and they can just stick it in everybody's back and then just start joyriding a person. It's nuts. This is beyond ridiculous. You know, I'm being so suppressed in the news right now. It's asinine. Y'all are so scared that I will catch some kind of traction and zoom right past you. You're afraid that I'll catch onto your drift, jump off your tailcoats and over your head. But see, what you don't understand is that I'm already way over your heads. And y'all can stuff me down and all that you want, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'm gonna come out ahead either way. There's still a whole year for this campaign to kick off. All the way up until we vote. What are you gonna do? You gonna pull the dirtbag move? Oops, that's just gonna make you look worse. You know, let me ask you something. What are you gonna do whenever I'm actually president? Seriously, what are you gonna do? Are you still gonna smack talk? Are you still gonna try and stuff me down? I don't think so. I do not think so. I know how to handle you. You think you know how to handle me? Oops. No, you don't. You sure don't. And the biggest smack talker of all, Donald Trump, supports Monsanto. Did you know that? Do you know what Monsanto is? Have you ever shopped around into this grocery store and you were like, ugh, gross. I'm not buying that. Look what's in it. Yeah, that's Monsanto. Monsanto stuck his wang in it. He stuck it all up in it.
I wanna dip my balls in it!
And don't be a journalist that wants to report on this, because Monsanto would make your life hell with the help of George Soros. And what do they care? They're not having to eat this crap. They're getting rich off you buying all this stuff. What is it? Well, how does the saying go? Every company is owned by like the same seven companies or something. Or something like that. It's like a certain number of companies own everything that we consume and do and all that. It's all owned by the same set of companies. So they spider out and control whatever they want. They control everything. And like I said, don't be a journalist wanting to report on this, because they will try and stuff you down. They'll try and kill you. They'll try and do all sorts of wicked, wicked things. I'm flabbergasted. I've had attempts made on my life because of John McCain. Because I stand for clean food, clean air, clean water, no plastic. I mean, it's just so bad that we want what you don't have? Is it so bad that we'd rather be self-sustaining than have to depend on something crappy like Monsanto? I'm so tired of the harassment. You know, all of us should get together and sue Monsanto back to the Stone Age that have been harassed by him and his company and all this crap. But yeah, Trump supports Monsanto. You know, and there's documents to prove that Trump does not care about what we eat. As a matter of fact, I sent a letter out to the White House asking to speak to Donald Trump, and I got a reply. Guess what the reply said? He does not agree, or basically, I don't remember exactly how it was worded, and I don't even think I have it anymore. But the point of the matter is that it basically said, hey, screw you, we don't care. Oh, you want clean food? Sucks to be you. And I was so pissed off. And my mom was over here gaslighting me over it. Oh, but that's not what it meant. That's not true. Oh, yeah? Read it yourself. And this is what I said. She, still, oh. And nothing ever comes from it, dude. It's like, I'll sit there and I would tell my mom things, and nothing comes of it. She doesn't care. She doesn't help me. She doesn't want to do the right thing. And I wonder, what side of the fence is she playing on? You know, I'm so tired of everybody I know selling me out. You know, and you can sit there and you can call my mom and say, oh my God, he said this now. You know what? I'm a big boy. I'm a big boy now. I can handle my own. I'm on my own now. Hello? You know, I'm so sick of this, man. I'm absolutely sick of this, dude. I'm sick of being treated like I have a handler. I tell you what, bro. You want to come and handle me up? Why don't you try? I really would like to know how you think that you're going to handle me. Because it doesn't matter what you do, where you go, what you say, who you tell, or what you say to me. I'm still going to be me. I'm still going to do what I do because I make my own decisions. Because here it comes. Are you ready? I'm a grown-ass man. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yay, thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. I'm here all day. So yeah, documents prove that Trump supports Monsanto. Go to the Facebook of U.S. Right to Know and check it out. Trump supports Monsanto. And oops, somebody in his administration flat out admitted it. That's pretty sad, dude. It's in a document and everything, an official document that he has Monsanto's back. Go look it up. I dare you. Just go check it out. Are y'all Trump supporters? Remember, I was one of the biggest Trump supporters. If it wasn't for me, he would have never gotten elected. Changed my mind. Donald Trump would have never gotten elected if it wasn't for me. Changed my mind. Now, I'm not saying I ran his campaign for him. I went and toured the U.S. on his campaign. No. I told him what to do, how to do, when to do it, where to do it, and guess what he did? Exactly what I said. Gosh. God, that makes me look so psycho, right? That makes me look like I'm such a liar, right? No, I just told you 100% of the truth. I'm sick of all y'all liars sitting there blaspheming me. But you know, people who still support Donald Trump today is just, it's ridiculous right now. It is so ridiculous. He should not be in the White House. You know, Diamond and Silk are the biggest Trump ass kissers on the planet. And they're also the biggest African-American sellouts. Even Pauly Shore has sold his own group out. It's ridiculous. You know, whenever I went to jail, Trump ignored my cries for help. I sent videos of me getting arrested to their social media. Private messages. Didn't matter. He didn't care. He didn't do anything to help me. And after all I did to help him, wow. Guess I'm gonna have to flip that flag back upside down. So speaking of flags, a thin blue line flag, what this means to me is all these false flags, it's basically to me, it's law enforcement saying, hey, dude, there's something wrong, man. There's something wrong and we need your help. Help law enforcement. If you don't like the way law enforcement is going, help them. Help them figure this out. This is nuts. It's wrong what's going on. You know, on top of that, what else is wrong? Selena Gomez is against child trafficking, but then turns around and basically says that the family should be together. How confusing of a statement is that? Oh, I work for an anti-trafficking agency. But hey, you know all those kids that they came over the border with and they were coyoting over the border? They deserve to be together. I am officially confused by that statement. What? I get it. They should not be sleeping on floors with tinfoil blankets or whatever. But at the same time, they could hurt each other with blankets. Those are not normal kids. Those are not your everyday American kids. These are kids that came over illegally with people who are pretending to be their parents. Most of them are like this scenario. And they these are not your everyday kids. Some of these kids were trained to be assassins at a very young age. You don't believe me? Look it up. There are Muslims right now talking about like, and I'm talking about kids, talking about like, cut off the infidel's head. They're having plays and singing songs, talking about cut off the infidel's head. Any infidel out there, I shall cut off their head. What? But hey, Selena Gomez wants them to be with their quote-unquote parents. They want the families to be united. Even though they came over illegally and are now going to jail, she wants them to be together. I get it, she's young, but she's also 27 years old. And for her to work for an anti-trafficking agency and to turn around and have a very trafficking-supporting statement like that, very confusing. Very confusing. Yes, Selena Gomez, I am putting you on blast. And if you don't like that, please quit bullshitting like you're some kind of philanthropist. We all know what philanthropy means. We all know what that means. It's a cover for the sick crap you're really doing. And like most artists, This could not even be her fault. But I'm still gonna put her on blast as if. Because everybody needs to know that these people we love and support in music and things like that, they're not so great. They may be a cool person, but the fact that they support trafficking to advance their career and crap like that, that comes at a price of the kids who they're victimizing. They don't even have to be directly victimizing these kids, but what they are doing put these kids in danger. What they are saying twists and warps the mind of the individual that wants to believe you. I'm so sick and tired of the handlers telling them what to say, telling them what to do, or else they'll get told on and they won't be able to have an income in excess. It's so sickening. And I think a call for an uprising for bringing this to my attention. Even Britney Spears has a handler. She's dating one. And it's sick. It's sick. And they can act like he's not a handler and he can try to be a pretty boy all he wants. I see right through your facade. You know, I want you guys to go to Christina Aguilera's website. She talks about selling her soul for the fame that she has, that she's experiencing. Right there on the video, on her page. Go check it out. But please, do not harass these people.